All I gotta say is, but anoche just approved my dress. She said she's proud. Lily Bay wearing a dress. Sheesh.
That's a nice dress, babe.
Literally that what she nice just dress. Wrote me. Oh, what? Yes. I've been on a mission, bro.
Super mission.
It's been the hardest thing ever. Ever.
Nah.
I want to say, yeah.
Like, for an event.
Yeah. Usually, guys, I'm not even... Well, you guys ya me conocen muy bien. Que yo super... Last minute, I order my stuff on Amazon y estamos que chingamos, right?
Like return like 10 items.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always order like a bunch of stuff and then I return everything that I didn't wear. But yeah, it's usually pretty easy, right? Like the most I would do is return a few things, but I for sure got something the first round, right?
Right, right.
I've gone... To the up and down Los Callejones.
One complete day.
Stayed a whole extra day in Cali for this.
Para nada.
For nothing, because I didn't find nothing.
Just approve me
Have
wrong.
Gone to three separate malls here in Florida.
Three
right?
separate malls.
Have bought four freaking gowns already. I bought four already. The problem is that I don't love any of them. But I told myself, let me just take it home, try it on with the jewelry, the shoes. You know, throw a show, and you know that always makes it look a little better, right?
But, babe, I do not want you to complain that day.
I'm not going to complain.
You better get lit and don't worry about your outfit. Have a good time.
Well, that's why I've been a little more picky because the last wedding we went to, you saw that me valió. And I didn't even get to stand up at this party because that slit was showing all my
hoo-ha. And you guys didn't know that you actually had pink underwear.
Oh, my God. You guys exposed me. Mando exposed me, but then you guys told Mando, oye, cabrón.
I had no idea. I honestly had
Lily's
no idea.
Lily's calzones están...
The TikTok had like, I think like 60K views already.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But no one screenshot it, hopefully. Or recorded or downloaded. But what is up, you guys? Welcome to episode 34 of the TCR podcast. How you
we
doing
are
today,
back.
Babe?
I'm good. I'm happy with my dress.
That's what's up. This is your boy, Impro Mando, the host.
And Lily Bay, his fiance.
Para la gente que no nos conoce, we own... Dang, showing off the ring?
Wearing the fake one. I'd be forgetting. Okay.
Nah, I kind of feel more comfortable you wearing that ring sometimes because when you go into the desmadre, you go to the beach,
which
I
is
see
all
you wearing
the time.
That ring. I don't know exactly how to distinguish them, but I already know that you have that mentality not to wear the...
I have a few fake engagement rings that I wear when I'm in the desmadre. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes I forget to take it off and it stays on. Let me see if my hand turned green. Nope, it's still good.
So it's supposedly real...
Well, I bought this one in Los Callejones. The señora told me it was actual plata, so...
Más le vale, because...
It's fine.
They be tripping there sometimes.
But yeah, I remember one time I told somebody that it was fake and they like were appalled.
That like, that one was fake?
That I wear my fake ring sometimes. They were like, ew, like they had an ick. And I was like, mete pa la verga. You're not my type of friend. If you're this madrosa like me, then you should know
better.
This is a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If you don't want to lose your real one because, oh my God, mm-hmm. I be blacking out sometimes. Don't even know what happened. Don't even know how I get home.
Te imaginas? You black out and the only thing you lose is the ring. That would suck.
Which is normal for me. I lose all my jewelry all the time, every time I'm out. Good thing it's always fake. But I don't know, I'd be like flinging my hands. I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. But
what is up? Buenos dias. Happy Tuesday. We actually made it today on a Tuesday. Last week and 2 weeks ago, we were on Wednesdays, but we're back.
Y casi hoy Manda was like, should we reschedule?
Yeah.
Because he hates telling me last minute. Mm-hmm. And today is another last minute podcast.
Yeah, we like to record these like 2-3 days before they actually release. But the past 3 or 4, we've been just like
the
night.
Babe.
And then, I mean, it's a little stressful because... Like, right now, I have to go edit it and make sure it's ready for the morning, make sure it's ready for 9 a.m. So, pero no pasa nada.
Mando
no pasa
has
nada. Es parte
become,
del show.
You become a night person now. Have you noticed that?
I think it's both, though. I've been waking up early
That's
when
true.
I need to wake up, but staying up when I need to stay
and
up.
And you, like, he'll finish editing, like, at 2 a.m., and mm-hmm. then he'll go up to the room, me thinking he's gonna knock the hell out and know you still be up on your phone for like another hour or two.
And you're like, babe, go to sleep. I was like, oh shit, okay, bye.
Yeah, only because I know that he's gonna wake up at 6, so I want him to get as many hours of sleep as he can, you know?
Yeah, I tell babe, I'm like an old man now. Like, my body wakes up at 6:30 a.m. every morning, doesn't go back to sleep. But I'd be forcing myself to be like, you know what? I have a super long day today. I'm going to try to go back to sleep. But no, I throw it tossing and turning, tossing and turning. And baby's like...
I really do be. I be knocked out.
Like, you be snoring the most, like, from 6 a.m. to, like...
Why are you exposing me?
8:30 a.m., like, the most.
Oh, so at night I don't, but in the morning I do.
I guess at night I can't hear you because I'm knocked out too.
That's true. That's true.
But what up, babe? What you got for us today?
Let's see. This weekend was Easter weekend. I hope you all had a good Easter. Hanging out with the fam, maybe a little carne asada, mm-hmm. Easter egg hunting with the kids and all that good stuff. We usually do the same thing every single year. My family has a tradition of going to the beach with the whole family. It's usually like at least 50 of us. We do the whole Easter egg hunt out there. Carne asada. Chill vibes. This year wasn't no carne asada though.
A little mad about that.
I was a little
that.
Upset about that.
It did rain on us.
No, not on us.
Not
on
us, on them. I'm like, yo, why does every single Easter there's rain? Every single 4th of July, like you were saying, there's rain. This has to be some kind of conspiracy.
It's a government thing. They don't want us to get lit. That's what it is.
As Jesus telling us, it's not the day to get lit.
For real.
It's a day to go to church.
I didn't drink that one thing, though.
You didn't drink it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, you had that salud. That shit was busting.
On Saturday, that shit. Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. I bought that salud limonada, and I put it with... Well, they didn't have Topo Chico at the grocery store we went to, so I bought strawberry Perrier. And then I added a shit ton of vodka to it. Mm-hmm. Y no sabía nada,
no sabía
vodka.
Pa nada.
It was so good. I'll do it again.
I'm just going to say that we're going to have to take shit ton of salud this week to our trip.
We got to take it out before we
like
forget.
Right now. We got to like literally put it in our luggage right now because we're going to need it. Number one, we're going to need it. We got to stay hydrated.
It's must go real quick.
No, not babe.
Babe,
on.
We're going to forget.
I got you. I promise. I swear.
All right,
I swear.
No, we're going to forget.
But we're going to need it. You guys are going to see in our TikToks, our stories. Wait. You know what? Like, we should hype up that we're going to post more on Snapchat so people go blow up our Snapchat and follow us on Snapchat. But we got to do it. We got to keep that mentality that we're going to show them the behind the scenes of everything on Snapchat.
Okay, pero you got to remind me.
I'll remind you. If you don't follow us on Snapchat, my phone just fell. There it goes. Luckily, I have a case now. go follow us on Snapchat. Impromando, how are you on Snapchat? You don't know, right?
I don't even know. Lily Bay.
Lily Bay. We'll leave it down below so you go check us out.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to put you out. What was your old Snapchat username?
It's Lily Bitches.
She's like, let me change it. You had all your followers.
I wasn't
going to
change it. I mean, vale.
And then?
I wasn't going to change it, but it wasn't letting me become an influencer on there. Like, there's, right? Mm-hmm. It was like something that Mando was telling me to get on. For some reason, it wasn't letting me. And even the one now is messed up. It says Mando.
Yeah, it is messed up. So we got to figure that out.
I don't want to. I give up with Snapchat.
Talking about different social medias, actually tweeted a tweet that went super viral. On Twitter, I saw somebody post the Cantaritos, Jarritos. Collaboration or just Jarritos did a Cantaritos.
That flavor. Shit looks bussin'.
And that thing blew up. They have a Cantaritos flavor, which is mandarina, and they have a piña flavor. So I can't wait to try that. I don't know.
You think they're in Mexico?
Hopefully. But I did see that they're already in El Valle, Texas. Mm-hmm. So little by little, they'll start reaching out.
I
want to
try it. Really I'm excited. Bad. We should do. We haven't done like a get ready with me drunk. Actually, who am I going to do it with? Who am I going to do it with? The other day, Sebas reposted three girls that were doing their makeup. Did you see?
No.
And they were like drunk doing their makeup, what? Like on their vlog. And I'm like, oh, I want to do that. Con quien?
You know what? You need
a friend.
You need a friend that is down to be on camera and get lit with you.
Yeah. A girlfriend.
That is down. Like they're down
like me.
To be on camera or maybe.
Or even are is already trying.
Yeah. Like. Try to blow up. Not blow
like
up.
Has
like
has a YouTube, you know? Yeah. I don't know not one person.
Not one, huh?
No.
You go to LA, you go anywhere else but Florida. You
y luego
can
cuando voy
people.
A LA, tenemos un chingo de eventos and we don't have time to like really sit there and usually, right? So yeah, if you're a friend of mine, aka follower.
In Florida.
In Florida.
In the Tampa area.
Ideally Tampa area.
Hit us up.
Hit me up, girl. I need some friends. It's because all of my friends, they're like
little shy.
No. I'm not. What, you're thinking about one person.
Okay, right.
No. A lot of my friends, they work in these very important fields where they can't be like doing anything in front of the camera like that.
Important.
What would you call that then?
Professional. There you go. They can't be wilding on camera. Because everything's important.
Yeah, they cannot be wilding at all on camera.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Mm-hmm. Literally all of them.
So yeah, y'all heard it first. I need a friend. Lily Bay needs a YouTuber friend here in Tampa.
I do. It's so sad. Bramty hit me up. Just kidding. We did meet Bramty one time, but obviously somebody that is in, you know, my, how do I say it? Bramty's big, bro. She's
in
too big. She's going to be like.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I don't got time for you.
Pinche mexicanita se paría.
But talking about big following count, did you see Face Rug chilling with Fuerza Regia?
Bruh. I reposted that.
That was dope.
That was hilarious.
That was
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love seeing, like, I feel like Mexicans are, people are starting to notice that Mexicans are huge out here, like, mm-hmm. out in the United States in general.
Population-wise, yeah.
Yeah, and that they have a huge impact.
Yeah.
So I love seeing now that people are embracing hanging out with Mexicans and trying to collab with Mexicans and doing, even like, I think Snoop Dogg started all this, first of all.
Snoop Dogg been fucking with Mexicans a long time ago. So
like,
big respect
hardcore
to him.
Mexican. Like, yeah. Like fucking Banda Mesa, bro.
Yeah,
you
know? That was dope. That was dope.
And now yeah, I love seeing that.
But my main topic of today.
Who's the other TikToker?
Logan Paul.
Yeah,
Logan
yeah.
Logan Paul doing the Peso Pluma song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then
man.
Ayer en la noche, I was like scrolling on my feed, you know? Y miro a unos americanos que hicieron, like the Peso Pluma TikTok también.
Uh-huh.
Like, I guess they had a G-Wagon or something and they were like right in front of it. But I'm like, I wonder if they're like influencers también. I go click on their page, they're like normal, you know? Pero eran like,
yeah.
YT people. So yeah, I was like, oh shit, you know, that's cool. It's cool to see that.
Yeah, because not too long ago, maybe like 2-3 years, we started seeing like Forever 21 start doing like Tapatio sauce t-shirts and
Hot Cheetos.
And little by little, we started, you know, growing that. And now I feel like
this is cool to see everywhere.
Like this year has been the most that I've seen like ever. Peso Pluma killing it. Top charts. I think he's number 2 in the top global charts in the world.
Global charts. That's fucking crazy.
He's at number 2 in the top 50, but. Crazy.
I want to know who else is up there with him.
I think it's like Taylor Swift or something like that.
Oh, yeah, she was up there.
Something like that.
That's so crazy, right? To think Peso Pluma is right up there with Taylor Swift.
In the world.
Yeah.
Not in the U.S., not in Mexico, in the world.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's crazy.
Well, that shows you guys how like Mexicanos could put an impact and people are starting to notice that.
Yeah, it just shows us that there's no limit to this shit. Like, we could do whatever the fuck we want. We could go as high as we can, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Like, literally, sky's a motherfucking limit. We could blow up.
Yeah.
And from one day to another, because 8 months ago, we didn't know who Peso Pluma was. That's true. He had that, soy el melicón más que claro, el más que busque. And I just chopped that song up. But
I don't know.
He blew up with that one a little bit. And then from one day to another, bam, blew
That's
up.
That's crazy.
You know, so that was badass.
Just like Chinito Pacas.
Chinito Pacas out there. Shout out to my boy.
I told you guys last time. I was like, WTF, bro, where you been?
Oh, yeah. So then I see he's on the UFC. His song is on UFC, like playing on there too. I'm like, what the hell? And then there's a Major League Baseball commercial. And Chinito Pacas is playing on that too.
What?
The baseball commercial. I'm like, what's going on here? There's something going on here, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great time to be alive, a great time to be Mexican, like I said on the last podcast. I think it's badass.
I think it's so badass.
I'm excited to see what else comes from this because...
But yeah, babe, I know it's only been like 10 minutes since we said it, but don't forget the salud for
you,
this
babe.
Weekend because I'll be so mad. The last few trips, se me están olvidando, but luckily my friends have it too and we're all good. But
did you know that I was seeing the podcast this morning? He's in over 500 targets. Salud.
Dang.
He's collecting that check, buddy. I'm just saying.
That's good. He's killing it. 500 targets.
All over the U.S.
For sure, probably. Yeah, all over the U.S.
Well, somebody put an Instagram post and tagged him that he was in the Miami Target.
Oh, dang. I wonder if he's in Tampa. We should go look for it.
Yeah, we should go look for it tomorrow.
Hunting for... Yeah, yeah. Who was it? One of my friends been wanting to try the horchata one, and I don't have it. Mm. And every time they come, they're like, "Why you don't have it?" But I'm like, "Bruh."
And then your friend came from Indiana today, right? Uh-huh. And she's like, "So how's that salud?"
Oh my god, that show was hilarious.
And then Lily's like, "Well, I'm glad you asked. You took one out of the purse."
It's because I told myself lately that I'm going to put my saludes all over, like, all my purses and stuff. That way, whenever I'm out of town or somewhere, he says, "Se me antoja." I told you guys last time I think on the podcast, I have it and I can add it to my mixed drink or to my water and make a mixed drink. Instead of having soda, I can add it to my topo, wherever I'm at. Just trying to stay on that fit life, you know? And so I have a few in my purse, and she brought it up, like, "How does it taste?" And I was like, "Oh, shit. I'm glad you asked. You want some?" And she's like, "Bitch, you got him with you?" I'm like, "Yes, is that serious?" So I took some out, and her husband, he's like, "Y eso qué, eso qué?" And I'm like, "Pa las crudas." And he's like, "Hija de tu madre, of course I would have it."
Yeah.
But obviously, you guys know, it's not only for crudas, it's for hydration. Some are energy, some are sleeping. Honestly, I have it more for taste and energy.
Energy, yeah.
For taste and energy, for
and
sure.
And then number three is for crudas.
Oh, yeah, crudas number three. Well, that's already a given.
Because, like, 2 years ago, honestly, we ran into the Liquid IV.
Brand.
We were fucking with it heavy.
Like, I wasn't fucking with it heavy.
I would take it to, like...
I didn't like it, you guys.
It was super salty.
Sabía mucho, like, a really, really sodium. Strong Powerade
yeah,
taste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it needed to... Sodium. Like, you need to add a lot of water to it so it's not too powerful.
Well, I was fucking with it for the results. Like, it'll really... kind of helped me with crudas.
Oh, yeah. It was the first thing that we heard of.
That was easy to mix. We didn't have to, like, go look for a fucking sweat on at the store.
Something new.
Yeah. So then he came out with this one, and she's like, bam, Liquid IV, what?
Yeah.
But yeah. That's your little commercial, Josh. Just saying,
a ver si me quieres pagar. I got you,
send the motherfucking check this way to the TCR podcast here in Tampa Bay.
Super random, by the way.
Yeah. Nah, we're just kidding. But yeah,
how did we even think about this right now?
That I have to pack it for this trip.
For
this week, which you guys got to stay tuned.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah. We can't say much until you'll see it this Thursday, right? You'll see it.
Thursday? Wednesday?
Well, yeah, Wednesday, I guess. Tomorrow. Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Y'all better stay tuned to them stories.
Stay tuned to the stories, the Snapchat, like I said.
Otro pinche pedo.
The Twitter, the YouTube, todo. We're going
to
be posting
all
over the
place. I need to go to sleep already because I'm already tired just thinking about it. All right,
cool.
This.
Let's get straight to it then. Super Mario Bros. Movie, babe.
Why haven't you taken me?
I actually found out that it came out a couple days ago. And actually, I don't know who told me to talk about this. I think my brother or Pedro. Mm-hmm. They told me, hey, you should talk about this because it's trending right now. I was like, okay, cool. Let me check it out. I was like, god damn, it came out 2 days ago. Why haven't we watched it? And that's a movie that I'll be down to watch because I grew up playing Super Mario Bros. ¿Y tú?
Yeah. También.
También.
También. Until I broke my Nintendo. Mm. I swear to god.
Who broke it? Your dad
me.
Or you?
Me, like, day two. I am not even kidding, bro.
Why?
I've told you in the past that my parents were super, super, like, savers. Like, they would save all their money. And I remember I begged them for a Nintendo. Please buy me a Nintendo. Because I was a little tomboy,
like,
you know? Yes.
You'll be begging like
begging,
that?
Begging.
Like annoying begging?
Yes. And finally, one day, andamos en la pulga, out of all places, and somebody was selling their Nintendo. And I was like, pa, please buy it for me. He bought it for me, which was rare. My dad's not the shopper kind. My mom was. My dad bought it for me. I put the pinche cassette, you know, it was like a little cassette you throw in there. I put it in the wrong way and it fucked it up.
No way.
I swear to God, I had it like one day, you guys. I was so mad at myself.
Was this a Nintendo or the Super Nintendo?
I don't remember the difference.
So the cassette would go on top for the Super Nintendo. The cassette would go in for the
Nintendo. It was a regular Nintendo. It would go in.
Okay, the gray one, like super boxy.
Yeah, back in the day. It's way back.
Pobrecita.
I wish I could buy one right
now. I remember having to put, I don't know why, I don't even know if this worked or not. We had to put alcohol on the cassette to make it work. Did you ever do that?
Oh, like to clean it.
Did that work?
Was that
a
thing?
It was just a tradition.
Probably. I don't know, but I do remember that.
But yeah, you guys, we'll be right back. Taking a break.
Oh, yeah. He wants to change the subject now.
We'll be right back, you guys. Bye. Oh, snap. Look who's back. Lely Mercado. Da, 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 da. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to part two of episode 34. This last episode, we got a lot of love with your crown. And your
Yeah.
People love the Zodiacs. And making sure that we don't skip your Zodiac.
I know, because you guys were coming at me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they're like, why don't you ever do
Taurus?
Why don't you ever do Scorpio? I'm going to let you take it away, babe. Tú dale, y ahorita nos vemos.
All right, getting right into it, starting with Libra. You may be experiencing a moment of doubt now about something you have already done. You may have leapt into a presentation or a discussion by passionately expressing your own point of view, but now it may seem like you went overboard in the moment, though it felt right, and that's what you have to stick with, dear Libra. You can't change it in any way, so go along for the ride and keep believing that you did what was best. The stars say that you did. Back up your actions with faith. Scorpio, dun dun dun, aka Armando. There is a fear that you really want to face and resolve, possibly connect to a personal relationship. Let me find out. And you may be convinced that you are doing just that. But are you sure, Scorpio? Or could it be that you are simply avoiding that fear rather than looking it in the eye and facing it down? To defeat what you are afraid of, you need to acknowledge it and figure out why it is that it's getting to you. Only then can you work through it and thoroughly enough to beat it down. Today, you will have that chance. Take it. Sagittarius, you are not ordinarily one to seek out advice. And when advice is pushed onto you without your asking, you are very likely to ignore it without even thinking about it. You are, after all, quite efficient at researching what you want to know, and you see no reason to complicate things with outside opinions. However, Sagittarius, you may want to seriously consider the advice someone is offering to you now. Whether you ask for it or not, they may understand an angle which you have not yet seen. Capricorn, if you do not remain upbeat about a change you are making now or soon, Capricorn, that sense of happy anticipation could turn into anxiety and worry. If you do not intentionally remain aware of the wonderful way this can turn out, and you do not fuel the hopes with thoughts about what you can and will do once you succeed, you could easily begin focusing on what could go wrong instead. There is no reason for that. You need to change, intentionally infuse this upcoming change with great expectations, and that's exactly what you will manifest. Aquarius, you know a better way of doing things than someone else in the current situation, Aquarius. But is your way the absolute best way or just a really good way? That's what you have to ask yourself today, leaving your ego out of it. If you are truly open and objective in figuring out what is best, you would be a truly valuable member of a team, and you will contribute to the overall success of what you and others are working towards. Pisces, stress may be building up in you. Do something physical to burn off the restless energy. And if you make the most of the help and resources that surround you now, you can take exceptional progress, creating goodwill along the way as you do. And like always, you guys, good vibes, health and wealth, y sobre todo mucho, mucho desmadre.
Let's go. Zodiac signs for episode 34 is now complete.
Yeah.
Good job, babe. Good job. I'm not going to lie.
I did all 12 these past 2 days.
Yeah, you're killing it. I'm not going to lie. You pulled through that. Like, your voice is kind of
low. Even though my voice is not out here today.
But she's grinding.
I'm trying.
She has no excuses.
I should be resting.
You should be resting. Pero no. Aquí hay chamba y no pasa nada. But, babe, I have a question for you. I was thinking about this earlier. If you were a dinosaur, right, and back in the day, what kind of dinosaur would you be? Because I would be like a T-Rex, right?
No, I'm going to be a T-Rex.
No, you would be a Thickosaurus.
Got it.
That's a dad joke for the day.
Did you just make that up?
Because last week, y'all came at me that I didn't have a dad joke, so I got it today.
Is that really a dinosaur, though?
No.
Thickosaurus?
That's Thickosaurus, because you're thick.
I'm fucking dead,
Armando. But nah.
That was funny.
That was a good one, right? Yeah, ya hacía falta porque. No. Actually, other than that, I actually have a new segment on today's podcast that I want to bring every podcast from now on. I think this is funny, And people are going to bash us because
we're from Florida.
We're from Florida, and we're always getting bashed regardless. So we might as well
I think
bash
it's funny.
Our own self. And you, it's pretty much COD. Check it out. Florida or anywhere else? So you got to guess if it happened in Florida or anywhere else.
Oh, I like this. I have to guess.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
A ver.
Here's the first one. Woman shows up as a guest at a wedding, dressed up y todo, and then steals the gifts every time she goes. I think they charge her for like $4,000 in value from the last wedding she went to. But it was said that she went to like 20 weddings and did the same thing.
That's crazy.
Was she from Florida? Anywhere else?
Somewhere else.
South Central Texas.
Thank God.
Okay, thank God.
I had to worry for my wedding.
All right, here you go. 22-year-old attempted to board a flight with 22 pounds of meth, $900 in cash, and then TSA stopped him, right, and asked him, hey, what's going on here? He's like, that's not my bag. Somebody switched it over because that bag looked just like mine, but that's not mine. I didn't have that, right?
I feel like I've heard that, but...
And he also said that he fell asleep when someone switched his bag. So that's what his excuse, right? Was he from
that.
Florida or anywhere Florida. Else? He was from Pasco County here in Florida.
I remember that.
That's crazy, right? Are you ready for the next one?
A ver.
Fast food meal seems to be an emergency sometimes, right?
Correct.
36-year-old Ronaldo stole an ambulance, drove it to a fast food restaurant, and ate his food.
I think that was here.
Florida or somewhere else?
Florida.
Nope.
No?
It was in Houston, Texas.
Thank God. Pinches Houston's.
Actually having a jack in the box.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was crazy. 22-year-old called the cops to get a ride home. Uh-huh. So he told him, hey, man, you're calling the wrong number. Here's the non-emergency phone. He was like, nope. He called back 911 and said, hey, I need a ride home. The cop showed up to his house. Hey, here's a number to a taxi. He's like, I don't got no money. So the cops left him alone. He then calls again. They take him into custody because he's going crazy. Florida or anywhere else?
Florida.
Florida.
I've heard that one too.
Here in Polk County, actually.
Oh, my God. You know, Pasco, Polk County, they're known for actually, I think it's Polk County. Polk County is the one known for a lot of crazy shit.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Uh-huh.
Woman stole steaks and wings from a grocery store. She stuck them in her pants, right? They stopped her at the entrance, and she told the cops that her friends told her to steal them for a cookout. That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah. That was here.
That was here in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell?
Man brings pot, a gun, a ton of cash to a driving test. He then claims that all that pot and all that stuff is his mom's in the car.
Uh-huh.
So the car was smelly and the cops are like, well, not the cops, but like a driving test. They're like, what is
that
all this?
Somewhere else.
Maryland.
I'm pretty good at this.
All right.
Es que yo conozco mi gente de acá, de Florida.
Are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Drunk driving is always bad. Woman arrested while the child sat on a case of beer when she crashed into a tree. She was dead asleep. Cops showed up, tried to wake her. She couldn't wake up. She then got arrested, charged with DUI y todo el pedo. Where did this happen?
I think that was here.
Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Pinche raza.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But I always tell people that a lot of crazy shit happens out here because this is like the tourist spot of the United States. Mm-hmm. I would say number one is Florida, right?
Yeah, I think so. In the United States for sure.
So we have like every car you see when we're on the interstate, like 80% of them, I'm not even kidding, is a lot of times out of state. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Everybody's out here trying to wild and trying to have fun and get lit and do the most. So.
Yeah, and half of the people that live here moved from like New York or like upstate.
Yeah, so a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we got
But not only
people.
That, but the Floridians that already are here, they are fucking wild too. Mm-hmm. Yes,
we
or no?
wild too. Like, yeah. People be like, y'all from Florida?
They be like, you're in a river and there's alligators in there. And I'm like, yep.
We're used to it. We're used to
it's like
to
nothing,
it.
You know? Mm-hmm. I can see why stuff like that happens with the mixture of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because we go to California, we go to Houston, we go to Arizona. All over the place. Yeah. And people are wild. Like, you guys are from Florida. They always think we're like from LA or Texas.
They always think we're from LA. Yeah.
So we crazy. We like from the
Florida guys. Tampa, Florida, to be exact. That's right. 813 in the house.
But yeah. Okay. Let me know down below if you guys like this new what's it
segment?
Called? Segment.
I like it
in the podcast. It's gonna get better because I kind of suck at reading, but I'm gonna try to organize it better and make them shorter and nice.
Okay,
and sweet.
Babe, straight practice makes perfect. I'm practice. Still trying to get the hang of all this reading that I'm doing for the horoscopes.
Mostly since you're a little sick.
Somebody
right now
told me that they thought I made all this up. I'm like, what the hell? I'm just reading it from my app.
Well, somebody thought you were a bruja too.
Yeah,
I think we talked about that already. Hablando, diciéndome
eso. Yeah, llámame princesa or something.
Mi princesa hermosa.
Yes. Thanks.
All right, babe, close it out for us.
But yeah, you guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. And we'll see you on the next one.
Stay tuned, like we said, for the TikToks, the Snapchats, the stories, the Twitters. It's going to be crazy. So just
it's gonna
stay
be
tuned.
Fun. I wish you guys were there with us because I know you guys love to get
Well, we're
going to
bring y'all with us on the stories, on the vlogs. Just stay tuned, man. It's going to be a crazy week.
It's going to be a movie this week.
What are you, without saying everything... What are you most excited for?
I would say that.
Yeah, right?
I would say that and the next day, for sure.
Okay.
But I'm kind of scared for the next day.
I would say, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm excited for Friday. Yeah. I'm excited for Friday. One, because it's a surprise. We're getting surprised.
We are getting surprised.
So I'm excited for Friday. But I'm also excited for Saturday because I know what to expect. And I know exactly what I'm getting into.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday va a ser un pinche desmadre organizado.
And you know what?
Hopefully, I don't have a crew that please to the Jesus.
And not dying.
And salud. Yeah.
And before we go, a lot of people that come up to us, they'd be like, yeah, I saw the video that you were there on Saturday. So we gotta do a lot on Saturday. As far
as
content.
What do you mean, when we were there or what?
Yeah, like a lot of people come up to us on like, what video did you see? Like half of them is Grupo Firme. The other half.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that Saturday event. So we got to do a lot of content.
It's going to be lit, you guys.
A lot of content coming out on Saturday, but for sure Friday too.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking code. I hate when people talk code on social media. So.
Yeah, yeah, pues, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye, you guys.
Have a good day. Have a good week. Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Salud. And my saludo. Yes, we remembered. Right. Okay,
good
bye.
Good night, you guys. Good night. Good morning. Vámonos.